God is good
all the time.
All the time?
God is good.
Amen. As a pastor, you always wonder about what to preach on and what direction God wants you to go. And during the week, God lays some thoughts in my heart, sometimes to re-look at some thoughts that we've had before to share once again. And we come to church this morning, and during Sunday school, we talked a little bit about some of the things that I want to preach on this morning. And then I hear Miss Debbie do her kids corner this morning, and you'll hear a word that she used quite a bit in the sermon this morning. So that means that God is definitely in the service this morning. Psalms 121, beginning there with verse 1, it says, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. This time we'll have to go to God in prayer. Mark Wallace, would you lead us in a word of prayer? Amen. My help comes from the Lord. I want to preach a little while this morning upon your help. Do you ever need help with things? I find as I get older, I need more help with things. Amen. As we grow and mature and all of these type of things, have you ever had to call anybody for help before? A couple weeks ago, I had to call Lowe's customer service. I want to give you some advice before you call. Bow your heads in prayer. Take some nice cleansing breaths and say, Lord, I love you and I love everybody. Because for the next 45 minutes to an hour, that love is going to be tested, isn't it? I called them, and of course they always say these famous words, be patient and listen as our menu has changed. Y'all ever heard that before? How often do they change their menu anyhow? Is that an everyday process? Because every time I call them, they always say that their menu has changed. And as I get older, as Debbie was talking about this morning, I was thinking so much about this, I forget things real quickly. Alarm will go off of my phone and say, I need to take my pills. I'll hear the alarm. I'll look at Sheila and say, I need to take my pills. And then some of them will distract me, and guess what I forget to do? Take my pills. So now I call somewhere, and they say, listen, and they go through number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, number six. And guess what they expect me to do? Remember which ones they are. So you'll see me set it on the phone with fingers up in the air going, number one, number two, number three, or it's famous when you roll along just a little more, a little piece on down the line. She'll hear me and she'll wonder what's going on, but you'll hear me going, customer service. Customer service. Because the louder I say it, the more I think they're going to hear it, right? So customer service. And then after a while, finally somebody gets on the phone, and praise be to God when you can understand them, all right? Amen? Yeah. Praise be to God of that. And then they say those famous words, I'm going to have to put you on hold. Oh, no, right? Oh, no. Have you ever got directions that are supposed to be helpful when you're putting things together, right? You ever done that? You got to decide which side of the page. I've always tried to turn it around this way or that way or the other way. Sheila gets it out, and we start looking at the directions. Of course, now I've got to get my special glasses out so I can read the fine print to see what it looks like to make sure that I'm ready to put everything together, and I get everything laid out, and I put everything together. The rest of you, when you look at the directions, it's supposed to give you help. You look at them and say, I'll just look at the box. Any of the rest of you like that? Because the directions don't make no sense. They're not very helpful. I'm just going to look at the box and figure out how it's put together. So from time to time, we need help, don't we? We agree with that. You need help. I need help. We all need help, right? Even though we wish that help was a little better, praise be to God, I got everything worked out at Lowe's. And so far, everything that I put together at the house is still standing, amen? Maybe leaning, but it's still standing, right? Praise be to God for that. David says, as Christians, and we could all agree with this as well, Christians need help too, don't we?
Amen.
We need help in our lives. Not everything. God did not promise you, and I had to tell myself this from time to time, God did not promise us a rose garden, did He?
Amen.
There's going to be bumps in the roads. There's going to be thorns that come into your flesh. There's going to be things that happen in your life. But so often, we as Christians and individuals, instead of moving forward and asking for help, we try to do it ourselves first, don't we? And we mess it up. And we're not doing what God wants us to do instead of relying upon Him. And we try to get the fix and answer the question all by ourselves. David says, don't do that. David says that you need to lift up your eyes. And you need to look towards God, don't you? And you say to yourself, God, I need your help. God, I need you to be able to give me encouragement and direction in my heart and in my life. In your life, and I'm going to say it's true for me, have you ever been down in a deep, dark pit? You ever been there before? Where you don't think there's no way of getting out of that. And you're thinking to yourself, there is no way. It seems like to me, and maybe this is different in your family than it is in our family, but when one bad thing happens, there's always one what? Falling behind. And to make it really, really good, sort of like that extra whipping you get on your birthday, God gives you one more, doesn't He? Gives you one more, that third comes along, and you're down in that deep, dark valley. You think you're all by yourself and there's nowhere to go. And I've always thought when you're in that deep, dark valley, there's only one way to look, isn't there? There's only one way, and you have to look up towards God. But how do we understand more about the help of God? We need to know that He is our help in times of temptation, isn't He? Do you remember when Jesus, as Mr. Nick was talking about today in Sunday school, do you remember when Jesus was tempted for 40 days and for 40 nights? The devil pulled out everything in his arsenal, didn't he? Did everything that he could to cause Jesus to fall from grace. Did everything that he could. Turned it every way that he could. Offered him everything that he could. And said, only if you will bow and worship me, fall to these temptations, if you only listen to me, I will give you all of these things and your life will be much more the full. I'm glad today to know that Jesus resisted that temptation. Amen? With no doubt. Because Jesus knew that he had something that was stronger than the temptation of the devil. He had the help of God, didn't he? His Heavenly Father. And he quoted Scripture, and he knew what to say exactly through that serpent. He knew exactly what to say in his life, and knew that God would take care of him. Question this morning, do you ever feel tempted by the devil? I want you to know something. There's somebody that knows you really well. Praise be to God, the one that breathed breath into your bones. He knows you real well, doesn't he? Praise be to God. God knows you. Scripture even says that God knows how many hairs are on the top of your head. For some of you, that's a lot of counting. For some of the rest of us, it's not a whole lot, right, Tim and Carl? But God knows us. God knows everything about us. He loves us. And God only wants to give us what is good, doesn't He? He wants the very best for His kids. He wants the very best to take care of Him. But the old devil, he knows you pretty well too, doesn't he? He knows what pushes your buttons. He knows what temptations that you have in your heart and in your life. And the devil loves it when you're weak, doesn't he? He loves it when you're in that deep, dark pit. He loves it when things are not going well for you in your life. And he loves to see you when you're weak so he can take advantage of you. And there's something about temptation that's interesting. Temptation is different for each and every one of us, isn't it? What tempts me may not tempt you. There may be things in my life you look at me and say, boy, the preacher takes that easy. But there may be other things in my life you can say, boy, that's hard for me to be able to overcome. But one of the things we have to realize, when you are dealing with temptation, where do you get help from? Where does your help come? David says when you're dealing with those temptations, we just need to look up to God, don't we? And say to God, God, I need your help right now. Right now, God, this is bigger than me. I found out in my life, some things are bigger than myself, aren't they? Some things I can't fix. Sometimes temptations are bigger than myself. But I have to say to myself that I can look to God and God can give me that deliverance in my temptation. Also, God can give you help in your time of loss. It's difficult when we lose somebody we love, isn't it? Very difficult. It's a struggle for that. I don't know how many funerals. Sheila and I have talked about this many times. I wish I'd wrote down how many weddings and how many funerals I've had, but many, many, many. And many people come together and we pray for each other and we talk about each other and we share with each other how much we care about them. And we just want to be there, what's the word? To help them, don't we? To let them know that we care about them. Being an only child is very interesting. First of all, being an only child, you can't blame anybody else. There's nobody else to blame. And you can't say that, you can always say you're the favorite child, but you can also say that you're your least favorite child, aren't you? You can also say you're the oldest child. You can also say you're what? The youngest child. And you that all of those responsibilities. You don't have to deal with brothers or sisters. You don't have to deal with any of those things. Well, my mom and dad had passed away. First of all, my dad passed away first, and my mom was still living in Lancaster, Kentucky, and she'd been there by herself, even though I've told you all before. I told my mom right after my dad died that she was going to come and live with Sheila and I, and that little five-foot Mary Mills looked at me with that finger and said, no, I'm not. I'm living right here by myself. And I said, Mama, what are you going to do? She said, I've got people who want to take care of me, and everything's going to be all right. And praise be to God, God knew that she needed help, and God gave her what? Help, and was there for her. But when Mom passed away, all of a sudden, I didn't have a brother or a sister or somebody else that I could call upon and say, help me with getting everything done, the funeral arrangements, and help me with the estate, and help me with all those things. I had Sheila with me, and it was basically her and I that had to figure all this out and all those type of things and all of that loss and all that things that was dealing with me. And I was sitting inside of Mom's house, and I was sitting there talking to Sheila, and all of a sudden, I started feeling the walls close in. Y'all ever felt that feeling before? And you just go, I can't be in here any longer. I just can't handle this anymore. And I was feeling that. I didn't know what my heart rate was, but I'm sure it was flying off the charts and all of those type of things. And Sheila looked at me and says, honey, you okay? And I said, I just got to go outside for a little while. And went outside behind Mom and Dad's house, and I was sitting out there and was wondering what to do and wondering how I was going to be able to handle all these things and get everything done and make sure that everything was done in the correct way that it should be done and the way Mom and Dad would want me to do. And I remember sitting back there, and all of a sudden I thought to myself, boy, you're a preacher. You should have thought of this a long time ago. I lift up my eyes towards heaven, and I prayed. And I said, God, I need what? Your help. God, I need you to be able to tell me and teach me what I need to do. Now, I took a big breath after that prayer, and I'm going to tell you, I prayed, and I knew God was there with me, but it was still stressful. It was still difficult, but But ever since I prayed that prayer, I knew something then that I want you to hear from me this morning beyond anything else. When you pray to God, God hears you. And when you pray to God, God's going to take care of you. And God is going to be there with you. Every step that I went through the rest of that time, getting everything squared up and all of these type of things, I knew when I went to the courthouse, it wasn't just Paul Mills going to the courthouse. It was me and God going to the courthouse. Everything that we did inside of that house, I knew it was me and God working this out. When you experience loss, make sure that you know that God is there with you. Your help. Next, help in finding your way. Help in finding your way. How many out here this morning are good at giving directions? Any of you? I'm not. I remember the days, and we're going to go back. Some of y'all are going to know what this is. So take this as a commercial message leading up to where we are, okay? I remember the days of driving. I would drive, and Sheila would have a map. Y'all remember what that is? The map. David, you would get out, and we never could figure out how to fold it back right. Any of the rest of y'all like that? You get your map out, you start folding it, you go here, go there, and all this. And I would be driving, and I'd look over at Sheila, and I'd say, we need to go to such and such address. And I love her to death. But I would always know we were in trouble when I would hear the map start going all these different directions, all these different ways, and she'd be trying to point it, and she'd get her highlighter out. And that was back in the days when you'd stop at gas stations, wouldn't you? You would hope there wasn't anybody in there just wanting to make a fool of you, right? And tell you you're going down here and over here and over there to get over there, and you get over there. There was one vacation that Sheila and I went by. I promise you, I went by the same gas station three times. Three times. We finally made it to where we were. People say now, well, Brother Paul, we got the GPS. Well, yes, we do. And, you know, and it talks to us all the time. Mine gets a little bossy. Any of the rest of y'all ever get a little bossy? You just feel like you're talking too loud to me. I don't like that very well. I've even got lost with GPSs. Any of the rest of you ever did that? We were driving to Florida one year, and they wanted me to turn in a cornfield right out there in the middle of that place. So a GPS can get you exactly where you need to go, right? In your life, I believe we need direction, don't we? Not only when we're driving, but every day of our lives, don't we? Every day of our lives, we are doing our best, and we should say a big amen to this. Every day of our lives, we're doing our very best to get to what destination? Get to that place called heaven, aren't we? But on the way, we are going to need some direction along the way. Who do you turn to for your help? In our lives, we know that we're going to face difficult times. We're going to face struggles. We're going to face things that we do not know what the answer to, and we're going to wonder if we're ever going to make it to our destination. I want you to know something today. You serve a God that's better than any old map, right? You serve a God that's better than any GPS. You serve a God that knows the best direction to go from point A to point B. And He knows how to get you there to heaven. In your life today, what direction do you need? Where are you lost? What are you struggling with today? God has a plan, and God knows where you need what direction to go in your life. Also today, helping and being there to listen and bring others closer to God. Who do you know today beyond you that needs help? Who do you know today that you look at and you say, God, I know you're helping me. Who do you know today that's maybe down on their luck a little bit? Who do you know today that's struggling with something in their life? Who do you know today that needs more of God in their life? You've heard me say this many times. There is a lot of people out in the world today that the only preacher they're ever going to hear from is you. And you might say, Brother Paul, I'm not a preacher. I don't preach on Sunday morning. Nobody calls me a preacher. Nobody has ever said that I preach at a church. Well, let's be honest. We preach every day, don't we? Each and every one of us. And there's people in your family that needs to hear the Word of God, isn't there? There is friends that you have that needs to hear the Word of God. There is people that you work with that needs to hear the Word of God. And there is some family members that is not going to come to church with you right now. There is some friends that are not going to come to church with you right now. There are some people that you work with is not going to come to church with you right now. But there's nothing wrong with taking the church to them, is there? There's nothing wrong with you taking your testimony and you sharing with them about the love of God. Your help. Your help. Today, I know Paul Mills. I know what he struggles with. I know what we as a family deal with. I know those type of things, and I believe that God will give me help when I need Him. Today, I don't know what you're struggling with. I don't know what temptation is there. I don't know what struggle and loss that you're experiencing. I don't know who that you know that needs to hear more about God. I don't know the direction of your help that you need. But we all agreed this morning, a while back, before we called Lowe's, we all said that we all need help, right? What is that today? Is that something that you need to lay at the feet of Jesus today and say, God, I need your help. God, I need your help in bringing salvation into my heart and in my life. I want to become that Christian and be what you have me to be. Maybe you're saying, I just want to be a better Christian today, dear Lord. I need your help with that. Maybe, dear Lord, I need to be a better witness. Dear Lord, I need your help with that today. What's so great about God is He's with you every step, isn't He? And He's with you every breath. So if today's the day you need help, I know the man who can give you that help. All that you have to do today is call upon His name. Listen to Him. Let's have our closing song. Joel Martin.